Sunday.com.
Enjoy homemade soups every day at Designing Dinners, Sagewood North Cafe. Served with cheese wedges and fresh bread, or pair it with one of their signature sandwiches like the Dill Cotto, smoked turkey, avocado, sprouts, red onion, seasoned dill pepper, and mayo. Designing Dinners, Sagewood North Cafe. See menus at designing-dinners.com. Open weekdays for lunch from 11 till 3 and from 9 to 5 for dinner pickup at 615 Broadway in Sheridan. Call 674-2460 for pickup.
Salt, sand, brine, and calcium chloride. They don't just dirty your rig, they eat it. Every mile on a wet road's another bite out of your frame. That's why I get my trucks undercoated at Vulcan Collision Center. They hit every corner underneath. Keeps the steel sound and the pickup worth keeping. You'll find them in an old Holly Seed building under that giant chimney. Don't wait for the first storm. Undercoat at Vulcan Collision Center. Before your car says, save me, there's salt out there.
Big dealerships have big budgets for big advertising, but the truth is that major sponsorships cost big bucks. Here at Prime Rate Motors, we choose to sponsor our local youth and local worthwhile programs, all the while passing that savings on to you, our customer. We are locally owned with the same ownership and management for over 40 years. If we don't have what you need, we'll find it and we'll stand behind it after the sale because we live here, we work here, and we raise our families here. Prime Rate Motors, 2305 Coffeen Avenue.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Veterans Day, Tuesday, November 11th, and from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we're joined by Sheridan Region Toys for Tots coordinator, Mo Lea, and owner and operator of Blacktooth Brewery, Tim Barnes. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Mo, how long have you been the Toys for Tots coordinator here in the Sheridan region?
Well, this would be my third year as the actual coordinator. For 19 years, I've hosted it, and because I owned a mental health center, I worked with a poverty population, so it was a good fit. I just sent my employees to the coordinator training, and they did the fun paperwork end, and I just handled the people because I already know the people. But
you got the fun part.
I got the fun part, but I no longer have a mental health center, so I just focus on Toys for Tots year-round now.
Wow. And was it just the idea that, you know, hey, I get to help all these kids that really kind of led you to, I'm going to take this on?
It was more just filling the gap. When I first started 19 years ago, we only had about 300 kids, and there was also a toy drive at the Salvation Army. So we kind of had an equal split.
Yeah.
During COVID, Salvation Army just started focusing on just doing a food drive, and they're like, hey, you got the Toys for Tots, so your focus is the toys. And throughout the years, I've always had overflow that we would send to some of the Northern Cheyenne organizations and Crow organizations and churches. And this expansion, the last year was really a response to, there's a lot of kids out there not getting Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what's the history of the program? Because you seem to know quite a bit when you and I kind of had some correspondence back and forth.
Yeah. So this, as you all know, you've been hearing on the radio with Veterans Day, and the Marine Corps ball, the big ball was this weekend. It's the 250-year anniversary of the Marine Corps. So it's a pretty big year for Toys for Tots as well. 2 years ago, we celebrated the 75th anniversary of Toys for Tots. And that really started as some of the Marines came home from World War I, and it was Christmas time, and there was a lot of widows and orphans, so they started hand-delivering toys door-to-door. The gentleman that did that was good friends with Walt Disney, and over a cocktail, he said, hey, I want to do this Toys for Tots and start delivering toys to widows. And Walt sketched out a train, and it's the very train still used as the logo today.
Now, I love that little piece of history because I don't think a lot of people know that. That was penned by Walt Disney on a cocktail napkin.
Absolutely.
How amazing is that? It's just one of those little bits of history that's kind of enduring and such a fantastic program. Obviously, you know, birthed out of an absolute need. I think to this day, it's one of the programs that everybody knows. You know, everyone knows Toys for Tots. Now, how have you seen this program grow over the years?
And that's why I love it. I am not good at advertising. I'm really not good at raising money. I'm good at solving crises. I had a mental health center. I was on 24-hour crisis call for like 20 years with any sort of
good at
family.
Putting out fires.
Yeah. I'm good at putting out fires. Advertising, not so great. Raising money, pretty dismal. I have a wonderful partnership with Ramico, who back in 2013, they started giving me a check. And every year that's increased quite a bit. And they give me $25,000 a year, which seems like a lot. But for 5,000 kids, it's not that much. So I've never really advertised. I'm like, well, that's the money I get. Phew, I skirted having to do fundraising. But but it's gotten really... I've expanded a lot, and going from 19 years ago, we had about 300 children that the parents applied. And last year, I broke out to new locations. I had a giveaway in Sheridan, I had one in Wyola, and I had one in Hardin. And that's when I realized there's still more of the population that we haven't covered, because I still had a lot of people from Crow Agency and Lodge Grass that weren't able to make it to Hardin. Mm-hmm. So I've started working with, I found some really good partnerships. Hardin, I work with the WIC office. So they're dealing with the population that are receiving, they have birth to 5-year-old kids. So their office is in the city community center. So the Chamber of Commerce and all the people from the city came together, and we had our very first giveaway last year, and that broke my number from under 2,000 to over 3,000.
My goodness.
So in Wyola, that was a really small community, but they're only like 15 miles from our border.
Yeah.
So I was able to work with the school and get the entire school roster. So literally no child was left behind for Christmas in Wyola last year.
I love that. How does that feel? I guess it's kind of a double-edged sword on this, where it's like, okay, the program is growing. I love to see it grow. But at the same time, you're seeing the need that's actually out there. How does that feel when you see those numbers increase like that?
I feel blessed. I feel blessed that we live in Sheridan, Wyoming. We have a very generous community, and I haven't let fear rent space in the real estate of my brain. Mm-hmm. I feel very confident that we'll be able to raise more funds and more sponsorship, because it is a name people recognize. And it's just a toy. It's just a toy under a Christmas tree. But imagine your own family and Christmas morning without a toy under the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Most families have 2 or 3 kids maybe, and there's like 30 toys under the tree. It looks like there's 15 kids in that home. Most of the applications I'm working with have 10 to 15 kids in the home.
Wow.
Because they're extended families, because we're working with a population with very broken homes. And there's a lot of grandmas, great grandmas, aunties, great great aunties that are stepping up and raising these children. So in my mind, it takes a village. And like the Marine Corps Toys for Tots say, no child should go without a Christmas. So I'm able to take that money I get through my generous donor, and I start shopping the day after Christmas for clearances. And they see me at Walmart. The Toys for Tots lady is coming. I'm there about once a week, and I stroll through, and I look for all the clearance items. And because I'm retired now, I'm able to invest that amount of time into this program.
This is your whole year.
So you asked, like, how is it? How does it feel to be done? It feels like my warehouse is empty now. It has to be refilled, yeah. And I have a lot of work to it's catch up for next work, year. Right? It never ends. No, it never ends.
But it's good work. I mean,
the good work about it is I get to truly be my own boss. As long as I follow all the rules in the little book that the Toys for Tots Marine Corps gives me every year and follow all their protocol, I'm able to design my campaign the way I would like to do it. And because of the unique needs of our population, I know that most of the recipients are living in crowded homes mm-hmm. with lots of people. And I know that there might not be a Christmas tree, and there's certainly no privacy to store toys in a locked closet or under the bed. So the way I run my campaign is very different than most of them in the nation. I lay out the room as if it was a store, and I allow each family their own separate 15-minute time slot with a volunteer shopper that helps them. They drag their big Toys for Tots collection box with a list of their kids, and they're allowed to select 2 or 3 toys per child. And then we usually go into another area provided by the community center or wherever we're at, and they're able to wrap those presents. So the volunteers literally take the wrap presents, load them out to their vehicle, and they go home with presents ready to go under the tree. And I think that's what makes the difference in this program, because so many charities, they just send items home unwrapped to the kids. So I really have made it a point to schedule my giveaway days as close to Christmas Day as I can and wrapped and ready to go.
Yeah.
That the parents select themselves.
Because everybody knows you got toys in that house. Kids are determined. And much more little engineers than you would think when it comes to finding or developing something to crawl up on to see what's on the top shelf. And I can say that from experience. I do believe it was 1986. I'm the one who found the Rancor that I was getting for Christmas long before Christmas Day. Now, how has Sheridan's community spirit kept this program thriving over 19 years? Because you were talking about how lucky we are to be here. What is it about that spirit that really feeds into the program itself and inspires you to go forward?
Well, we have, for instance, Tim Barnes here sitting right next to me. He did a shout out and said, hey, Black Friday is one of the busiest days of our year. We would like to make this a fundraiser for Toys for Tots. So that's what I mean by a generous community. I'm not very good at advertising and fundraising. I rely on people coming to me.
Yeah.
And that's truly what's been happening. I've never gone out begging for money. I go to all the storefronts and the organizations that would like a box, that have requested a donation box, and they come up with their own ideas. SWCA, which is an environmental firm in town, they came to me this year and said, hey, we're going to do a match. The employer's going to match $20 for every toy that our employees bring in. So most of the employees don't even live here, but Amazon delivers. So right before they give me my toys that they collect, they're going to count them up and give a matching check.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just relying on the community. And so far, the community has responded. I just need more community partners.
Yeah. How do you identify the families that are being helped? Do they fill out something online, or what? How does that work?
Yes. I have an online application that can be reached on the Sheridan Wyoming Toys for Tots website. And I also have a paper application. A lot of the recipients come from families that are maybe in foster situations. So yeah. I do have a lot of grandparents and great-grandparents and even great-great-grandparents raising their kids and their grandkids, and they don't use the technology. So I've partnered with the Salvation Army this year, and there's paper applications available at their Turkey office. And I now have a Sheridan College student who's interning for me, and she's going to be doing all the data entry.
Oh, fantastic.
And responding to all of the applications. And once we approve the application, which I don't do income verification, people are having a hard enough time. if people believe that they need toys and they need Christmas, I don't turn them down.
Yeah.
In fact, several years ago, one of our major coal mine companies shut down right before Christmas, and I did a call out. Those men were making lots and lots of money, but you can't make your mortgage payment when you're suddenly laid off.
Yeah.
So even when the mines shut down right before Christmas, I called out and said, hey, anybody that needs Christmas, we're not doing income verifications. If it's a tough year, you can come get toys. And I know that this strategy works really well because every year I have multiple people come and hand deliver a toy and say, I couldn't have gotten through Christmas with my kids if it wasn't for Toys for Tots. So people are very generous and they want to pay it forward. So I don't feel like people really, it's an exception when people take advantage of a situation like this. People really apply when they need it. On the reservations and in Hardin, I'm working with a lot of the school administrations so that we're getting just the school roster so we know, and some of the community planners, and they know their population. So I just trust that it's going to the right places.
When it comes to volunteers, you know, many hands make light work. Where do you get your volunteers? Do people just come to you? Do you do volunteer asks? If someone out there listening right now is like, I want to wrap presents this year,
they are welcome to call me and we will get them. And I, now that I have an intern, she's learning. She already knows how to do the Google scheduler, which I don't.
There you go.
So we're actually setting up a scheduler. So we're going to have it more streamlined this year. But yeah, I have the Spanish club. Last year, you guys ran a PSA in Spanish for me. So we had a Hispanic drop-in day where the all the students that knew Spanish were volunteered and they helped the participants come through that needed help. Holy Name has a Spanish liaison that works with the population. So he's translated all of my applications for me and hands those out. I have lots of the rodeo girls every year, rodeo royalty. They come in their tiaras and their crowns, and they come and help wrap gifts. And I have lots and lots of people that come and volunteer, and I'm so grateful for all of them.
Before you leave today, remind me to get some contact information because I'd love to get that up online, and we'll see if we can't get you some more. I got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Bricks and mortar, sticks and stone, a house is a house until you make it a home. Sandbox, hopscotch, yardstick on the wall, backyard soccer goal, laughter down the hall. This is Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty. Don't settle for the first house that works. Let's find the one that's home. I'll put my years of experience and extensive knowledge of the local market to work for you. Buy or sell with confidence. Call me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964. And we'll start your home journey today.
Decker Cole is currently hiring an experienced mechanic slash welder. If you're a mechanic with welding ability, put your experience to use in this day shift position with excellent pay and benefits you'd expect from Decker Cole. Experience is definitely preferred. Applications are available now at Sheridan's Workforce Center. Check out this great offering today. Decker Cole Company, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Tim Kerr at Frackleton's, and when it's time to gather your crew or family for the holidays, make it memorable at Frackleton's in downtown Sheridan. Whether it's your company party or a cozy get-together with friends, Frackleton's delivers the perfect mix of upscale dining, handcrafted cocktails, and that festive Sheridan charm. Book your holiday party now. Dates fill fast. Frackleton's, downtown Sheridan's place to celebrate. Call or visit frackletons.com to reserve today.
Doug, I finally found the perfect gift that doesn't come in the wrong size.
Let me guess. Detailing gift certificates from Waring Chevrolet Detail Shop?
Yeah, no batteries, no assembly required. Makes their car look brand new.
It's the gift that says I care. And also, your car smells weird.
Buy a gift certificate, wrap it up, and boom, holiday hero.
That's us, Waring Chevrolet, making cars shine brighter than your Christmas tree.
The Waring Chevrolet Detail Shop, open now, 409 Broadway in Sheridan.
Good morning. Happy Veterans Day. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're speaking with Sheridan Region Toys for Tots coordinator, Mo Lea, and owner and operator of Blacktooth Brewery, Tim Barnes. Now, Mo, you wanted to say something about someone who has been very supportive, and I want to give you that opportunity. Who are they?
Thank you. I don't want to fail to mention Walgreens. Walgreens has been an amazing partner for Toys for Tots because they I've talked to the regional manager as well as the local management there, and they've worked with me very closely. Most of the population I'm serving doesn't have a Walgreens, so they've taken it upon themselves to bring Walgreens to Hardin and the reservation in which I'm dealing with. They send me about quarterly. I get boxes from all the Walgreens in the state where there is not a Toys for Tots, and they send me their excess overflow.
Oh, wow.
So that's been very helpful. And I support Walgreens, too, when they have. They also have clearances, and I go through and I select things when it's 80, 90% off, which was just our Halloween sale. So
a lot of Halloween toys.
All the Halloween mugs are now filled with candy and prizes, and I wrap them up and make stocking stuffers out of them.
Another great supporter and local partner, Blacktooth Brewery.
Yeah.
Tim, how'd you get involved?
You know, we've been involved in Toys for Tots for a number of years, both here in Sheridan as well as a couple of events that we've hosted in some other cities where we have breweries and tap rooms, and this year Mo's done such a great job with the Sheridan chapter of the Toys for Tots that we felt like it would be a good opportunity for us to try and assist her and their efforts by hosting our 15th anniversary event is on Black Friday. Black Tooth Friday occurs on the day after Thanksgiving, and we typically have live music. In the past, we've had things like a cover charge for being a part of the activity, and this year I think we'll probably we're going to have that charge be a donation or a toy for Toys for Tots, so should create a little bit of velocity for their program, and we're just excited to be a part of all that she's accomplished.
That's fantastic. When was the decision made that you were gonna do this?
I think we talked a couple weeks ago, 10 days ago or so. I reached out to Mo and asked her if that was something she wanted to be a part of, and if we could assist her in trying to extend some extra velocity to what she's already doing, we would be happy to do so.
Well, Tim, tell me about this event. What are folks going to see?
Well, it's our 15th anniversary. A lot of folks, when we opened the brewery in 2010, said you'll never make it if you don't have food, and here we are 15 years later and still don't have food. So I hope we've accomplished what they said we couldn't do. Still in the process, but this year we're going to do it a little different, being that it's the start of Christmas, and we're going to add an outside tent. We're going to close down Alger and have a 40 by 60 foot tent with some heaters in it. Tris Munsick and the Innocents are going to play.
Oh, fantastic.
So we got a local band and a couple of other local artists that are going to play earlier during the day. So there'll be live music all day long. And again, we're just trying to try and promote and help sponsor the Toys for Tots campaign. And there'll be boxes there with opportunities to drop off toys or bring cash donations. We'll figure out how to get it into Toys for Tots hands, and Mo will be there. We've got some cool Toys for Tots cups that you managed to locate. So should be a great event.
Tim, why do you feel it's important for local businesses to get on board with great causes like this?
Yeah, you know, it's been a cornerstone of Blacktooth for a long time. We've hosted countless fundraisers for just about everybody.
I'll admit, I've said your guys' name on here many
well,
times.
Well, I think that's what's maybe separated us from other companies, other breweries in particular, was our willingness to try and be involved in the community. And again, it's a cornerstone of what we do. We speak about it a lot at our leadership team level about being engaged in causes that matter to us. And this one was clearly an obvious choice for our group, and our employee base wanted to be a part of the Toys for Tots campaign. And it's pretty easy to get behind a group that's trying to provide Christmas for kids that may not otherwise have it. So it
kind of seems like a no-brainer, it's right?
Very easy to get behind.
So. Like, if you're going to choose something, let's get on board with it. What does it mean to you to be a part of not just Toys for Tots, but I mean, this is 250th anniversary of the U.S. Marine Corps. Hoorah.
Yeah, that was something I was unaware of until Mo brought it to my attention. So that makes it a little extra special to be involved in something of that magnitude.
You're probably going to get a lot of Marines.
I hope so. We'll welcome them. And we want to thank all of them.
I hope to find one that also fits in his uniform and is willing to shave, because I used to have a Marine that would go to events and take pictures with me, like stuff the truck at the various car dealerships and stuff. But once they are out of the Marine Corps, they're allowed to grow facial hair, and they're not allowed to wear that uniform. So if there's a listener out there that wants to be my poster child for pictures, great. I would love to find one.
I think that would
one.
Be fantastic.
We'll see if we can help find one as well.
Now, what kind of atmosphere are you hoping to create at this Blacktooth event?
Well, it's the Christmas stroll, so it's obviously Santa downtown, and all the stores are open late, so I think the atmosphere is a known, you know, commodity at this point, with it being I think it's the 20th Christmas stroll, I think somebody told me. So it's a great time to be downtown in Sheridan, and it's a festive atmosphere. Obviously, this is the first year we've ever put a tent out on Alger, and hopefully the weather will be accommodating, as it's been all fall. We maybe get a couple more weeks out of it. So again, the tent will be heated. The Tris and his guys are ready to go. So it should be a good time, and hopefully we can, again, bring some attention and raise some money for Toys for Tots.
Tim, you did mention, you know, Blacktooth's willingness to get behind events, hold these, you know, open your doors so that these 501c3s, a lot of organizations using your place as basically kind of a base of operations, a way to raise funds. What does that mean to you to be that component within the community?
It's a great question. I guess the answer I would give is it's been a foundation of what we've believed in since our inception, that Blacktooth was going to be a community location, and that we were going to be more than just a place where a guy would go and have a craft beer, but rather an opportunity to promote events, promote different organizations. We built the Sheridan Community Pint Night right after we opened. To have a location where if you brought in a couple members of your group or members of your board and presented your, you know, you came in and approached us. It wasn't something we were going to seek out or try and find organizations. But if we were approached, we would offer our taproom space and an opportunity to provide a platform or an opportunity to engage with citizens of the community. And that in that effort, we would also donate a portion of our proceeds that night back to the organization. So it's given, I think it's been as much about attention or promotion of different organizations than it was about the donation back. Certainly that helps all of those organizations, but it's really more about bringing an opportunity to have a platform to speak about what your cause is. And I think not only have the organizations benefited from that, but our customer base has benefited from it as well.
Agreed, completely. You know, people might wander in there to grab a pint and suddenly find a cause yep. that they want to support or learn something new. Or something that needs to change. And I think that's amazing to provide that as a basis. This country was founded in pubs. A lot of people don't want to admit that, but there were big discussions had in pubs. It's a meaningful place. And now, real quick, I'm running out of time with you. Tell me when and where I've got to be to take part in this.
Sure. So it's Friday of the day after Thanksgiving, the 28th of November. We'll open the doors at noon. If you can't make it for the stroller, you've got kids you want to take downtown, for you certainly can come by early. We have a Toys for Tot box there now. We'll have it all through November and December. So the event and the live music starts, I think, Tris, is at 7. We've got, again, a couple of other artists that are going to be performing earlier in the day. So anytime afternoon, we'll be around. That tent will be set up in the morning. And if you want to come and enjoy it, that'd be great. We'd love to have you. And again, there's no cover charge or any cost to come to the event. More than anything, we want to try and raise some money or some toy donations for Toys for Tots.
Fantastic. Mo, I want to thank you for everything that you do in the community. This program, what you do and the impact that you have on children is huge.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Tim, thanks for opening your doors to such a fantastic event and opening your doors for many others.
You bet. One quick thing, if I can.
Please.
We talked earlier, games, card games, board games.
Basketballs
in particular.
Craft items,
yeah.
We do collect toys for birth to 18. So think of your little childhood self and what you wanted most, and that's what you should buy and donate.
Or even a 15-year-old. You know, they're right. Looking for the Christmas presents under the tree, too. Thank you both so much. Greatly appreciate
Thank you.
When we return, we're going to speak with the Wyoming State Historic Sites Superintendent, Sherry Shada. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Have you ever considered a gift certificate to Eye Care of the Bighorns for someone who has vision correction? Many companies don't provide eye insurance, which makes the burden of annual eye exams and glasses or contact lenses an out-of-pocket expense. Eye Care of the Bighorns also carries your favorite sunglasses and athletic eye protection from names you love, like Maui Jim, Costa, and more. Stop by Eye Care of the Bighorns or call 307-674-0444 today.
Shan Foster with Country Pet Inn and All Around Canine. You've had great success in adopting some of the more difficult dogs from the dog and cat shelter.
We've adopted close to 23 dogs from the animal shelter. About 85% have gone into service dog work.
And that's made a difference in both their lives and the owners.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, yeah.
So in some way, maybe the ones that people often consider to be difficult have potential that just isn't being correctly tapped into.
Yes, you see that a lot in your high drive dogs, where people don't know how to deal with the energy.
And so it's kind of interesting to match a person with potential who needs a little help.
Well said.
And then an animal with potential that also needs a little help, and they can kind of work together.
That's what you're looking for, where one is needing help in one area, the other is in another, and they meet in the middle. You're looking for how they can help each other in different situations when needed, because it truly is a team.
If you're struggling with your pet, take the first step on a better path. Contact Shan Foster at countrypetinn.com.
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Did you know your carpet acts like a giant air filter, collecting allergens, bacteria, and all sorts of other treasures? Let our experts at Captain Clean prolong the life of your carpet, protect your indoor air quality, and make your carpet proud to call itself carpet again. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726, and schedule your next carpet cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you. We're Captain Clean.
Looking for a job that'll fit your life? McDonald's will be holding recruitment days this Friday, November 14th from 9 to 5 and Saturday 7 to 1 at their Coffeen Avenue location. Whether you're in high school, college, or retired, McDonald's is hiring for all positions. Benefits include health insurance, IRA contributions, paid vacations, flexible scheduling, tuition assistance, food discounts, and best of all, work today, get paid tomorrow. Stop by and apply during recruitment days this Friday, November 14th from 9 to 5, Saturday 7 to 1 at McDonald's on Coffeen Avenue.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we are joined by the Wyoming State Historic Site Superintendent, Sherry Shada. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I love having you here. You've got a very packed winter season ahead. Holy goodness. You sent me that schedule. My jaw dropped. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, we have 7 events coming up in 6 weeks.
So. You are a busy, busy person.
Yes, yeah.
How have things been just overall?
Yeah, great. We had a good season for visitation with the Fort's new visitor center. More people were coming inside. They weren't just driving through and leaving. And so our inside visitation doubled, which was very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. You and I haven't talked since you opened it.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw pictures.
Yeah.
Because I follow you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And the governor came up.
Yeah, we had our big ribbon cutting. The Helmsley Foundation gave us money for the building itself. And so they were there with the governor. And everybody got to see the space. Now we're working with an exhibit design company on our permanent exhibits, which will be installed and ready for our season next year when we open on May 1st.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
Very.
Have you gotten a lot of local folks coming up? Seeing, hey, what's going on up
here? Oh, yeah. Especially people who drive by. They're like, wow, this is a big building. We wanted to see what you're doing.
I'm going to have to come up and do a brand new revisit, a brand new walkthrough. Mm-hmm. And you say everything's going to be kind of set May 1st.
Yes. The exhibits have to be installed. So by the time we open,
All right, fantastic. Yeah. I want you and me, let's hook back up. And we're going to do like a grand opening show.
Awesome.
Would love that. Now, let's start with what's coming up next, though. November 22nd, what can volunteers expect during the holiday decorating at the Trail End?
Yes, so come up to the Kendrick Mansion Trail End at 9 a.m. on Saturday, November 22nd. We will give everybody a quick orientation and then give you a decorating job. So we've got jobs for people of all ages and abilities. And then our friends group, the Trail End Guilds, provides lunch at noon for our volunteers.
Fantastic.
That's it. It's just the morning.
You need a lot. You need a few.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
Yes, absolutely. The more people, the quicker it goes. Yeah.
Now, how does that decorating tradition really bring the community together in the history of the Kendrick theme or Kendrick home? Excuse me. Because this is something that some folks look forward to all year long.
Yeah. So the holiday open house has been an annual tradition for over 40 years now.
Wow.
But we have to prep for it. So decorating is really fun. We have people who come from Gillette, like, hey, my mom wants to decorate, but she needs a job where she can sit down, you know, like, great. Or grandmas come with their grandkids, or the National Honor Society comes over. Some people have their room that they do every year. That's their tradition. And so we just really welcome all the help to, it just brings people together. You get to spend time in the mansion in a different way and experience it differently.
A little more personal,
I would definitely think.
Maybe even I'd go as far as to say, use the word ownership.
Yeah.
You know, when you're walking through with your family, hey, I'm the one who hung that.
Exactly. You know? Look at the tree I did.
I'm part of this tradition. I think that's really important. Now, one more time before we move on down the line, where and when do people have to be? Because you don't have to pre-register for this.
No,
you can just show up.
Just please show up at 9 o'clock on Saturday, November 22nd. Come right up to the front door. If you have a ladder and you want to bring it, that's great. We have a lot of tall trees to do. And just come at 9 a.m. We'll give a quick orientation and then we'll get started. You can leave anytime after that. You don't have to stay the whole morning.
Okay. Holiday open house. It's going to follow right after.
It is.
This is a 3-day event.
Yes, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. You can come and visit with Father Christmas, have figgy pudding and hot cider in the kitchen, listen to live music that changes on the hour, and then get to see the entire house decorated.
Oh, man, that's got to be just one of the most serene settings,
It's kind of chaos during our open house.
Because, the opposite
right,
of serene.
And we love it because so many people come through. You know, it's a mansion, but when you get more than 10 people in one space, it feels like there's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And so just imagine, we've had
We're open. It's a 9-hour event over 3 days. We've had up to 1,700 people come through.
My goodness.
Uh-huh. And so that was awesome. The kids come through and talk to Father Christmas. Well, he'll talk to kids of any age. And then you get a sleigh bell from his reindeer. And he'll say, trail in 2026, property of Rudolph or Donner or whatever. So everybody gets a bell. And so you're in the house and you just hear all these bells, you know. jingling throughout, and it's really fun, and people come all dressed up and they take pictures in front of a Christmas tree and try figgy pudding for the first time. It's very lively and very fun.
That sounds like a fantastic event. Where and when do I have to be for that one?
Yes, December 5, 6, and 7 from 4 to 7 p.m. Admission is $4 for adults. Kids are free, but they have to come with an adult, and no need to get tickets ahead of time.
Now, the big history buffs out there, they're looking forward to December 6th, right?
Yes.
The fight anniversary at Kearney Hall, marking a very important historic date. You've got Kevin O'Dell making a presentation. What's he going to be talking about, Sherry?
So, you know, people have heard about the Fetterman fight. This is a precursor to it. On December 6th, there was another fight. And so Kevin will be talking about the fight. He's doing a presentation at Kearney Hall, which is not at the fort. It's on Highway 87, a half mile from the fort. But it's Kearney Hall, and it's a white building clearly labeled. And he's going to start talking at 12:30. And then after that, people will caravan near the fight site, and then he'll do more talking outside.
Oh, wow. So they're going to take right to the site itself.
Pretty close, yes.
That's incredible. What a fantastic event. Later in December, of course, Christmas with the Kendricks.
Yes.
Sounds especially immersive.
It is. This is the serene event. So you can come to the chaos of our open house, and then you come back for guided tours with actors, and you're in a small group of 10 to 12 people, and it's just your group going through the house, talking to the family, to, you know, getting the gossip from the staff, and, you know, those maids like to gossip a lot.
The real truth about what's going on at the Kendrick Mansion.
Yeah, and this year we're portraying 1918. This is, I think, our 9th year, and every year we do a whole different script. So even if you've come before, you're going to learn something completely different.
1918.
Mm-hmm. End of World War
I. I was going to say,
Spanish flu.
Didn't that just end?
It did, earlier that year.
Is that going to play? Did that play into some script writing?
Yes, because Kendrick was a senator.
He would have been heavily involved.
His son is about the age to go fight and wants to. He wants to be a pilot, but dad's like, just hold on and finish school,
Wow.
You know? Yeah. And so, yeah, they are all, it affected all the family.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And how you're able to take these monumentous periods in time and see it through a family.
Yes.
Who lived it.
Yes, because they wrote about it. And so we have their words and their perspective, which is really incredible.
That is incredible. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a very unique experience, even for those who maybe have attended Christmas with the Kendricks before. This is going to be a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I ask you about this every year, but the actors, you got enough? You looking for more?
Yeah, we do have enough. But if there's any adult men who want to act, we're always very short on adult men. So,
looking for some grown men.
That's right. We've got lots of women and teenagers. But we, yes. So anyway, if there's any adult men who would like to come out and audition tonight, 6 o'clock at the mansion, we'd love to have you. If you can't make it tonight, give us a call at the mansion. We'll find another time.
All right. Fantastic. Got a little gray in your beard, guys. They're looking for it. Head on up there. They need you. December 21st, the Fetterman fight anniversary, adding another layer of history.
Yes. So as always, the Bozeman Trail Association is presenting a talk at Kearney Hall on the anniversary date, Sunday, December 21st. This will be at 12:30 with former site superintendent and curator Sonny Reich. After that, one of our board advisors, Donovan Sprague, will be presenting about the Native side of the story. And they always both give such a great presentation.
Mm-hmm.
We were also approached by, a group of youth riders who do, they're Native youth riders who ride for like Little Bighorn and Wounded Knee. Their organizers approached us about, what if they rode to the Fetterman fight? And we're like, Yes. And so,
absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So there's a lot of moving pieces. We're trying to nail down all the details, but we're going to make it work one way or another. These kids are coming from the Pine Ridge Reservation, the Cheyenne Reservation, and Arapaho Reservations, and riding from Sheridan to the Fetterman Fight Site. So the plan is, after we're done presenting at Kearney Hall, the public can come up to the battlefield, watch these kids ride in on their horses. They are doing ceremonies, prayers, inviting people who are prominent in their communities to speak. And then everybody's invited back to Kearney Hall for a community potluck meal.
How fantastic is this event?
Yes, this is amazing. And if anybody has a horse and wants to join them on their ride, they can do that.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. So we'll put all the details up online as soon as they're finalized. But we really just want to bridge communities and get everybody connected. And it's a great food's a great way to bring people together. So if you want to come for part of this or all of it, bring a dish to share. And we'll eat at Kearney Hall afterwards.
I was talking to somebody just the other day about how meaningful it truly is to break bread with someone.
Yeah.
How personal
and
intimate that can actually be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, food is such a staple in our community, and it's such a big, you know, little thing. We take that stuff for granted, but to sit down and share a meal with someone, it's really important. What does it mean to you to have the local indigenous tribes join you in this celebration, this observance of a time when we were at each other?
Right,
really.
I know. I mean, boy, things have changed, right? I'm really grateful that they're open to working with us, because we would love to help share their side of the story. What do they want the public to know? And personally, just local people, getting everybody together. Sometimes I think you're nervous to talk to people you don't know, and then you add in cultural barriers or whatever. This is really important, and I just am so happy everyone wants to get together. Mm-hmm. And I've had such great support from the Sheridan community when I've talked to them about things, because there's a lot of people who are going to be involved, and everybody has been really amazing. And I'm looking forward to getting to know all of our neighbors better.
Absolutely. And sharing a meal is a fantastic way to do that.
Yeah.
Moving on down the line, moving into the brand new year.
Oh, man.
The First Day Hikes.
Yes, part of America State Park's First Day Hike events. 10 a.m. at Trail End, we will do a neighborhood walking tour. Come back to the mansion afterwards for hot chocolate and refreshments. And then at the fort, we will walk around that area. Our route depends on how much snow there is. Where? We didn't have a lot of snow last year. So we'll meet at 1 o'clock at Fort Phil Kearney in the visitor center, and then head out to the site. And afterwards, we can also come back and have refreshments inside.
Now, Sherry, I've been up in that area many, many times. I know that wind very well.
I know.
dress for weather.
Yes, they're both very weather dependent. But if somebody shows up, I will lead a hike, even if it's 12 below.
Fantastic. All right. One big update that I'm looking forward to, Skylab Project.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
We have some really dedicated volunteers who are working to get the telescope up and running, host public events, just really do a ton of programming around the stars out there. And so they have a page. It's facebook.com/SkylabFortPhil. And you can find all of their events on there when they are posting them.
All right, folks. So you want to get up there. You want the best view of the night sky in this area? This is where you're going to see it.
Yes.
I do have friends who come in from out of town every once in a while, and they love to stand out in the yard and just stare at the sky.
It's so clear.
Because it blows their mind.
Yeah.
They didn't even realize there were that many stars in the sky.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm running out of time.
Uh-huh.
USA Today's Best Historic Holiday Home Tours. You've been nominated.
We have, for the fourth year in a row. So go to trailend.org, and you can vote for us every day through December 1st, we're up against homes like the Biltmore, you know, Thomas Jefferson's house, Elvis Presley's house, no big deal. And so, and so we've placed in the top five before, which is really exciting. So it's really just bragging rights. We don't win anything, but it's just nice to be recognized and nominated.
Absolutely. And to know that the Kendricks are up there with Elvis and Jefferson.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
two huge names. Let's get the Kendricks name moved up that list just a little bit higher, folks. Jump on there and give them a vote. I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning, my friend. It's great to see you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
What would Christmas be without tradition? Without the comfort of home, the joy of family, and smiles of children? Open your heart this year during the 26th annual Christmas Wish Campaign. Due to temporary circumstances beyond their control, some families, friends, and neighbors will struggle to make ends meet, let alone have a Merry Christmas. It's tradition for the Christmas Wish Campaign to bring the spirit of the holidays to those individuals. In the past, we've assisted several people with everything from bills and food to clothing, Christmas trees, and toys for children.
Please send your Christmas wish nominations and donations to P.O. Box 5086 Sheridan or submit them online at SheridanMedia.com as soon as possible. All wishes must be submitted in writing and must include your name and phone number. There are follow-up questions our committee will need to have answered to properly assess each wish. Wishes must be received by Friday, November 28th.
Partners for this year's Christmas Wish Campaign are First Federal Bank and Trust, Heartland Kubota, Advanced Auto Body, Wyoming Corporate Office, Odell Construction, and A-Line Roofing and Exteriors.
Mossholder's Design Center is running its final dining room sale of the year. That means you can save on all in-stock dining room furniture and have a brand new look in time for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mossholder's also has a large in-stock selection of bar stools, so you can add seating for all your guests this holiday season. Even if you can't find your perfect set in-store, Mossholder's is discounting all special orders too, so you can order the style that best fits your home. Shop early for the best in-stock selection and have it in time for the holidays. That's Mossholder's Dining Sale, going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
This is Scott McCullum, owner of Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors. We wanted to wish a happy Veterans Day to all those who served for our country. While we can never repay you for your sacrifice, we would like to give a small token of gratitude by extending our invite to come to Frackleton's tonight. We will cover $25 off of any veteran or active duty military's bill on us. It's the least that we can do for the sacrifices that you made to give us the freedom to live our lives every day. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
Doug, it's the fourth quarter of the year. Are we still in the game?
You bet, Bob. Tire sales going into overtime. Buy three, get the fourth for a buck through November.
That's a winning drive.
New tires, great grip, winter traction, no fumbles here.
So whether you're tailgating or tackling snowdrifts,
you'll score big at Waring Chevrolet.
Touchdown Tire Sale, WaringSheridan.com.
This Friday, the Bighorn Ram football team will be looking to finish off their season undefeated and win their second state championship in a row and their third in 4 years. This time, taking on the Mountain View Buffaloes at War Memorial Stadium in Laramie. If you can't make the trip, don't worry. Sheridan Media will bring you all the live action on 1410 AM and 106.9 FM KWYO. It's the Rams versus the Buffaloes for the 2A Wyoming State Championship. This Friday, with kickoff set for noon, only on 1410 AM and 106.9 FM KWYO.
This announcement is brought to you by Farmers Co-op, your farm and ranch supply store on Coffeen Avenue.
Tom Hebert with the Natural History Museum of Wyoming here in Sheridan. It's our pleasure to announce our annual gala being held December 1st, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Sheridan Ramada. The focus of the event is to help us raise funds to continue to support our Kids Digs program, Vets Digs programs, add exhibits, and extend our hours. Get your tickets now and join us December 1st at 5 p.m. And you might even get a chance to win the right to name a dinosaur.
Rich DeMuro here. Join me for Rich on Tech, Saturdays at 2
on News Talk 930.